Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We're on every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I have a big shout-out to Terry and Lisa, both of them listening in southern Florida. Thank you so much for being loyal listeners to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We appreciate it very much. Now to today's theme. Today's theme is responsibility. Each of my guests will be discussing what it means to be responsible in our lives. My first guest is the president and CEO of Pairs Foundation, an organization designed to strengthen families, couple relationships, improve the well-being of children and adolescents. We're going to discuss the surefire signs that you're about to get dumped in a relationship. My second guest is dedicated to the environment, and he's going to share with us what Islam teaches about protecting the planet from his latest book, Green Dean. My third guest is a businessman who calls himself the chief inspired protagonist of Seventh Generation. That's this country's largest distributor of non-toxic, all-natural cleaning paper and personal products. We're going to discuss how the next generation of business will win from his book called The Responsibility Revolution. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Seth Eisenberg is president and CEO of Pairs Foundation, as I said. He's also a national trainer, project director for the federally funded Pairs Relationship Skills for Strong South Florida Family Grants Program. Seth has trained more than 1,000 instructors nationwide to strengthen families, couples' relationships, and improve the well-being of children and adolescents since he began that chore in 1995. For more than a decade, Seth has played a key role in developing and piloting intensive multilingual educational programs for diverse communities. Here's the interesting thing. 77% of couples headed for a divorce show lasting improvements within 9 to 12 hours of therapy using this method. Prior to joining Pairs, Seth served as the executive director of a New York-based national Jewish organization, working closely with the highest levels of government both in the United States and Israel. He served as the editor of Community Newspaper for more than 2 years and as a reporter covering Capitol Hill for Washington Radio and Press Bureau. Seth is an active member of his South Florida community. He and his wife and their three sons live on the east coast of Florida. His hobbies include tennis, chess, photography, sports, and technology. Welcome to the show, Seth. How are you doing today?
I am great. What a nice, kind introduction. It's a real pleasure to be with you and with your audience, especially on a day when you're focusing on responsibility. And a day when so many of us around the country and around the world are really inspired by the words of Martin Luther King and his call to each of us to not only have dreams, but to be willing to wake up each day and to do what it takes to make those dreams come true.
Oh, well said. Well said. Well, we're glad to have you on the show, Seth. Always a pleasure. Now, let's jump into it, set the stage for my listeners, because I found this very funny when I first read it. A journalist discovered that this is the most dangerous time of the year for relationships. He discovered this by charting Facebook status updates. Most breakups occur at this time of the year. Why is that?
It has to do with what the original founder of Pairs, Lori Gordon, called a love knot, which is the idea that if you really loved me, you would know what I think, feel, and want, and you would do it. And I shouldn't have to tell you, and if you don't read my mind and do it automatically, it's easy to make the decision that we don't feel loved. So what what gets in the way of Valentine's Day becoming a celebration and instead leads to so much pain and distance is that misconception that we're supposed to automatically know what other people want, what's a pleasure in their lives. So what one of the first things people learn in relationship education, and by the way, I know you mentioned therapy, but we are an educational program that teaches skills, is to be able to confide in each other, to be able to share what's a pleasure, including how do I want to celebrate Valentine's Day? How do I feel loved? What makes me feel cared for? When Oprah says in the interview that she's doing, I think tonight or this week on CNN, she was talking about what made her feel loved, and she said that when her partner had stood up for her and stood with her during a period of great challenge and potential embarrassment in her life, that's love. And what's important to recognize is that what's love is what creates a sense of pleasure in our lives. And that changes. It's very different at 16 than it is at 36. It's different when we have children. It's different when we're going through financial or career challenges. But we wouldn't know what is a pleasure to our partner unless we can talk to each other.
All right. Well, that makes some sense. Now, Seth, I want to come back to it because you've sort of touched on it, saying that Valentine's Day is coming. It's the next major event that's coming up. It's right around the corner. And that this is the time when a lot of these ideas ferment and come to the top, the love knot, as you have just described it. But I want to ask you, is a large part of this reason that this time of the year is so dangerous partly the result of the fact that Valentine's Day is a made-up holiday that's really designed just to sell cards? It's a retail holiday?
Well, it may have originally been designed to sell cards, but it's a time of year that people expect expressions of love and caring and commitment. And when couples don't have those expressions offered in the way that they want it or expect it, it can leave people very, very disappointed. So while it may have begun for retail and commercial reasons, there are millions of people all across the country, certainly including in your audience in California, who are thinking about Valentine's Day and wondering, is he going to get me flowers? Is she going to take me on a trip? Are we going to go see that movie I've been wanting to see? Is she going to write me that card I've been wanting? And expecting that their partner can read their mind, know what they want, and will automatically do it. And when they don't, they can become very, very disappointed. And that can lead to relationships becoming incredibly vulnerable. That's what part of what was so interesting in the research the journalist did was looking at when status changes took place across Facebook's 500 million users and finding that so many of them changed their status from in a relationship to single right after Valentine's Day. And I have to believe that that's very closely connected to that false expectation that others can read our mind and will know what's a pleasure to us without us having to share with them and let them know.
All right. We're talking to Seth Eisenberg, everybody, and we're talking about surefire signs that you're going to get dumped, because this is the most dangerous time of the year for getting dumped. And Valentine's Day presents, you're talking about it, Seth, that you know we need to really communicate in order to know what our significant other wants in terms of a Valentine's Day present. Are there any particular presents that are surefire indicators that you're on the way out? Or tell us, are flowers good, bad, candy good, bad? What is it that is going to trigger my spouse's reaction that she wants to boot me out of the house?
You know, the key is to be able to ask your spouse, to be able to say, how can I be a pleasure to you? To make it safe to be vulnerable with each other, to confide in each other, and not to fall into the trap of thinking that's what's a pleasure to you is also what's a pleasure to your spouse, or that what was a pleasure to your spouse last year or last decade is still what's a pleasure today. For some people, it's saying kind things. For others, it's spending time together. For some, it's gifts and presents. For others, it may be affection and touch. For others, it's acts of service. It really depends what's going on in your spouse's life. And to be able to ask, how can I be a pleasure, and what would really make this a wonderful celebration of the love and commitment that we share with one another.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Very well said. Seth Eisenberg, next question for you is, you've got very successful track record at the Pairs Foundation. In fact, I quoted it at the top of the show, 77% of the couples show improvement within 9 to 12 hours of training within your organization. What is it that helps you to take couples from burning hatred to burning love in just such a short time?
Well, what's really impressive is that those are the results that show up 6 to 12 months later. It's not simply that they have a good experience and are on a high from a great experience with each other. It's that when we follow up 6 to 12 months later and even longer, that couples who begin this 9 to 12-hour program at a very high level of distress, once they learn to open the lines of communication, discover that maybe what was going on wasn't about bad intentions, but was really about unconscious incompetence, that their partners were choosing from options they knew and they really didn't know better options, that begins to make it possible to forgive, to rebuild, to have deeper understanding, and then to take the skills they learn. Because, again, we're not a therapy program or a counseling program. Our goal is to empower couples with skills so that they can confide, so they can work through differences, so that they can understand each other at a much deeper level. And those skills have become the building blocks to deep levels of intimacy, love, pleasure, and fulfillment that not only keep couples together, but for most couples, even those who came to us in very high levels of distress, actually help them really thrive together. And for them and for their children and for the dreams they have for their lives, that's a very, very important contribution.
Well, we're talking to Seth Eisenberg, everybody. We're talking about surefire signs that you're going to get dumped during this critical season leading up to Valentine's Day. Seth, I liked what you said in that last answer about unconscious incompetence. So I want to ask you, if a couple starts out and they're very close early in their relationship, but as things move on, they fall into this unconscious incompetence that you're talking about, isn't that really a sign that the two are just drifting apart and that there's a bigger problem underneath it than just this lack of communication?
Well, what you describe is that, you know, when we fall in love, it's often because somebody's a pleasure to us at a moment in time. You know, when we're 15, it might be someone who sat next to us in the cafeteria at school. When we're 18, it might be someone who took us on a trip somewhere. When we're 24, it might be someone who helped us move into a new community or a new country even. What's a pleasure changes, and the trap that many people fall into is thinking that because somebody's a pleasure at a moment in life, that means that we have enough shared values and goals that we should share our life together. The work of a relationship is not to be a pleasure at a moment, but to create an environment where we stay a pleasure in each other's lives, where we can be emotionally open and physically close to each other, not for a weekend or a semester or a summer, but over the course of our lives together. And that is what couples learn in marriage education and relationship skills training. Many couples who come before tying the knot with each other understand so much more of what it really takes to sustain intimacy that sometimes they make the decision that even though they love somebody, it may not be the right partner for them. And for many others, what they discover is what the work is of the relationship, so they have a very, very high chance of being happy and successful in making their dreams come true.
All right, Seth. Well, for those people who come to the Paris Foundation before they get married and go through the training, I think that that's a good deal. But increasingly, couples are waiting to get married. They're living together instead. And you're on record as saying that living together is often a mistake. Why is that? Because you would think that living together as a couple would get a more realistic example of what it's like to be married.
It's not living together per se. It's living together before you're committed to each other. What often happens that leads to a very much higher percentage of couples who live together before marriage getting divorced than those who didn't is that when you live together, it's very hard to break up. You're sharing an apartment or a house or a condo. You're so integrated into each other's lives. And many couples end up getting married that had they not been living together would have realized that this isn't the relationship that fit for them. So what we say is, really understand what your dreams are for your life, what your values are, what those are of the partner that you're sharing your life with or considering sharing your life with, and make sure that you're comfortable making that level of commitment with each other. Once you do, the more experience couples have with each other, the better. But to move in with each other before you have that knowledge and that level of commitment, for many, many people has meant a future of a lot of pain and turmoil.
All right. We're talking to Seth Greenberg, everybody, CEO of the Pairs Foundation. We're talking about relationships, and we're talking about education to make sure that the relationships last. In some of the pre-work that I was doing, Seth, something that I tripped across absolutely made me laugh, and I want you to expand on this in just the few seconds that we've got remaining. You say that you know what is the real reason why men need Viagra. So I'm just curious, what is the real reason why men need Viagra?
Because of the misconception that sex and intimacy is about what Viagra deals with. Real intimacy is about emotional connection. The level of intimacy and pleasure and even sexual and sensual pleasure that couples experience when they're deeply connected to each other emotionally goes far beyond any of the very brief experiences that drugs like Viagra, Cialis, and others make possible. And I think we live in a society where people are thinking that there's a real misconception about what intimacy is. People confuse sex with intimacy. But what we have been really delighted to see is that couples who learn 9 to 12 hours of skills to confide, to strengthen their emotional connection, to understand each other, to deepen empathy and compassion, report a year later much more passionate, pleasurable, fulfilling sexual and sensual relationships with each other.
Wow, and that's something to aspire to. Seth, it is really amazing how quickly the time goes. You've got some great insight here. If people want to learn more about you, want to learn more about the Pairs Foundation, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
We would direct them to Pairs, P-A-I-R-S.com, on the internet. And from there are many articles and there's research. And there's a schedule of classes. We have free classes every week that are previews that are offered online. We have wonderful instructors across throughout the state of California through the California Healthy Marriages Coalition who provide classes in communities throughout the state regularly and across the country. And we're always delighted to hear from people and to serve people in any way that can be helpful.
Well, Seth, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm sure that my listeners have gotten a lot out of our discussion. I appreciate your taking time, especially on your Martin Luther King holiday, to be here with us. We've been talking to Seth Eisenberg, everybody, CEO of the Pairs Foundation. And Seth, thanks so much. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.